This is a Member Care Media production of TWR. This copyrighted feature may not be reproduced without written consent.
Something that I have developed for myself when I was really feeling stressed is a list of questions that I answer. So I'd like to suggest this for you. You could try this. So when you're feeling really stressed, ask, what are or were my expectations? What did I think was really going to happen? Sometimes we haven't really thought through the implications of things. Sometimes we are unwilling to recognize our physical shortcomings or physical limitations, the expectations of other people. But what are or were my expectations? Because often our expectations create stresses for us. The second thing I ask are, what are my limits? Those could be physical, emotional, resources, could be money or people, training or lack of training. But what are my limits? What are the things that are keeping me from accomplishing what I hope to accomplish? Another area is, do I need to be more assertive? And I use assertive in the context of letting others know my needs. If I have needs that others don't know, they won't be able to do anything about it. Letting other people know that I have needs in a particular area allows them to join with me in helping work this thing out. So assertiveness, what we call appropriate assertiveness, is letting other people know your needs so they can join with you. You can't be demanding. That won't work. Another point is, do I have clear goals? If I don't have clear goals, I can't set limits, and I just kind of flow all over the place. But if I have clear goals, that automatically limits what I will not do. So it's really crucial to have clear goals, because that will help me be focused. We often don't think of this so much, certainly in the kind of work we do, but what and who are my sources of approval or validation? Who is telling me that I'm doing a good job? Sometimes you might need to look at, you know, checking in with the supervisor or a field leader. But all of us need validation and approval. And not having it or not hearing it sometimes makes us feel very bad about ourselves and says, well, I must not be doing well enough because I haven't heard anything. But the truth is, more often than not, if there's not a problem, others won't say anything to you. So you need to find some people who can validate you. Another point that is really crucial is, what am I doing for my own personal growth, my internal life? We often focus on a lot of professional development, courses and books, and we become real specialists in things. But what am I doing for my spirit? What am I doing for my emotional life and developing that so that I'm a richer, deeper person? And that just doesn't come from doing the job. That comes from taking care of our spirits. And last but not least, am I loving myself as much as I'm loving others? We're prone to meet other people's needs without meeting our own. And really what I'm saying is, am I taking care of myself as well as I'm taking care of others? And I think these seven questions can really help a lot in sorting out the issue. It will help uncover the issues that are really making me stressed. Because you go down and you say, oh my, here, this is going on here. I have really unrealistic expectations, or I hadn't even thought about this. But all of these seven points can help a great deal in sorting out what's really going on, and then you know what to do. Now, I also have a personal stress plan. Okay, I figured this all out. So I sit down with a piece of paper and say, what are sources of stress for me? What is really bothering me? It's not my spouse or my partner or colleagues. What's bothering me? My symptoms of stress are, and I list them, you know, like headaches, backaches, sleeplessness, or waking up 4:30 in the morning worrying about this and trying to solve problems. So those are my symptoms. And then, how am I coping? Am I coping very well? What am I using to cope? I mean, many people I know will escape into escape literature. They'll read all kinds of books, and if they have them, they'll read all the Reader's Digest condensed books for a year, you know, just because they want out. Or they'll spend too much time on the internet. They may do other things and just, you know, just go to bed and pull a blanket over their head. That's one way of coping. But other ways are that they are indeed taking charge and doing things well. And then the other question of my resources to use in stress are, these are things that I know work for me. I've done it in the past and know that it really works. Sometimes it's quiet. Sometimes it's music, just listening to music for a period of time. Could be reading, could be writing, meditation on the attributes of God or verses of scripture. Oftentimes, strenuous activity is a really good stress buster. And going out and doing something very physical can really help a lot. And playing with animals, if you have pets, can really help there. And what am I already doing to deal with stress? In other words, am I using things that have worked in the past but it's not quite enough? And there may be some things I already know that I use, but I'm not using them all. So I need to add that. And then is there anything new that I can do that's different? You might take some creative time thinking about this. So you come up with some new strategies. But along with every strategy is when do I start doing it? I mean, we can have a plan, but if we don't implement it, doesn't matter anything. This is what I found works for me, but you know yourself best. This is just a suggested outline. I would suggest that you write it all down so that when you're really overstressed in another time, you can follow all these steps. And if you've been successful in the past in managing it, you can be successful again.
We hope this production of Member Care Media will prove helpful to you. We invite you to explore the many other resources on this website. This copyrighted feature may not be reproduced without written consent.